Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really focusing on connected TV advertising, specifically how to navigate it effectively in 2025.
Yeah, think of this as trying to crack the code for the streaming world. We want to help you connect with your audience without, you know, breaking the bank or getting lost in all the data.
Exactly. You want those insights, those aha moments, right? So we're digging into the key strategies for successful CTV advertising, trying to cut through some of the noise.
And deliver some actionable stuff, hopefully, because let's be honest, CTV isn't always easy.
No, definitely not. You've got pretty high costs sometimes. Measurement can be, well, tricky. And figuring out the targeting, that's right. A whole puzzle in itself.
Right. Those are the big hurdles. So our mission today is to give you a clear picture of how to tackle these challenges, drawing on findings from a recent report for, you know, a solid game plan for 2025.
Okay, let's dive in then. So the report really starts by looking at where people are actually spending their time. And, well, the trend is pretty clear.
Oh, yeah. Streaming's huge. The report says, what, 40% of total TV viewing time is now streaming?
That's right. And looking ahead, like to 2026, they're projecting CTV will grab about 20% of adults' daily media time. That's nearly double what it was back in 2020.
Mm.
The eyeballs are definitely there.
Mm-hmm. But here's where it gets interesting, right? There's this kind of disconnect between where people are watching and where the ad money is going.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, the report projects that even by 2026, CTV will only capture about 8.1% of the total ad spend. Meanwhile, linear TV, you know, traditional TV, it's still dominating the ad load almost 90% in Q2 of 2024.
Wow, 90%. So there's a big gap. That sounds like a potential opportunity, maybe, or just inefficiency.
Could be both. It highlights this lag, this opening for advertisers maybe to get in there before everyone else catches up, possibly find some better deals.
Okay. But advertisers are starting to catch on, aren't they? The report mentions growing interest.
Oh, absolutely. Interest is definitely picking up. Group M predicts streaming TV ad revenue will jump almost 13% in 2025. And eMarketer thinks by 2026, we'll see like 9 different streaming services pulling in over $1 billion each in ad revenue.
9 services over $1 billion. Okay.
Yeah. And plus something like 61% of marketers are saying they plan to spend more on CTV. So the intention is there.
Right. But intentions and, you know, actually scaling effectively are different things. What are the roadblocks the report mentions?
Well, the big ones are the fragmented landscape, just so many platforms and apps. Then there's the inconsistency in measurement, which we'll definitely get into. And of course, the cost, especially for that premium inventory, it's often priced higher.
Okay, so it's not just a simple switch. The report actually calls its insights a streaming success playbook, right? Mm. Trying to help people avoid those expensive learning curves.
Exactly. And a huge part of that playbook is really getting a handle on the cost. Because the initial idea that CTV was like a cheap way into TV advertising, that wasn't quite the reality early on.
Right. It seemed accessible at first, maybe for smaller players, but then the big brands jumped in, yeah, using it for reach extension.
Precisely. They saw it as a way to reach cord cutters. And that demand pushed up the CPMs, the cost per thousand views, often higher than linear TV, especially for the really sought-after stuff like Hulu, Max, and Netflix. When they first launched ads, their CPM was reportedly around $65.
$65. Wow. Okay. But things have shifted a bit recently.
Yeah, there's been a bit of a price correction. The report points to Amazon Prime Video adding its ad-supported plan in 2024. That dumped a whole lot of new inventory onto the market. More supply, prices tend to come down.
Makes sense.
So the forecast now is that by, say, Q2 2025, maybe only Netflix and Max will still have average CPMs over $30.
Okay, so that opens the door a bit wider. Roku thinks 20,000 new advertisers might jump in next year.
That's the prediction. It sounds good, but the report still adds a note of caution. Even with that correction, CTV CPMs often still carry a premium over linear.
Why is that? Is it just the targeting capabilities?
Yeah, that's part of it, but it's also complicated by all the middlemen. You've got supply-side platforms, SSPs helping publishers sell ads, and then all these tech fees layered on top.
Ah, the dreaded tech tax.
Kind of. In 2024, the report found direct sellers had a CPM floor around $14, but resellers, they were charging like 39% more, almost $20 on average. And you don't always know what you're getting with resellers. Transparency can be an issue.
Right, like hidden surcharges almost.
Yeah.
And those tech fees, what kind of things are we talking about?
Oh, it's a list. The report breaks it down. Third-party targeting costs, the SSP fee, ad exchange fees, the DSP platform fee, that's your demand-side platform for buying.
Good.
DSP data transfer fees, fraud reduction tools, advanced reporting fees, video ad serving, maybe even managed service fees if you're not doing it yourself. They all get baked into that CPM.
Whew. Okay, that adds up quickly.
It really can. And there's another cost, maybe not direct dollars, but important, ad fatigue.
Seeing the same ad over and over again.
Exactly. The report says nearly half of marketers want better frequency capping. And get this, 81% of consumers find it irritating to see the same streaming ad too often. That's wasted money if people are tuning out or getting annoyed.
Yeah, you're paying for impressions that are actively hurting your brand sometimes. So, strategically, how do you get more cost-efficient with CTV then? What does the report suggest?
Well, first, don't be a platform snob, basically. Look beyond just the big premium names. Your audience might be on other services where you can get good results for less money.
Okay, don't just chase the prestige names. What else?
Embrace the tech. Use those DSPs we mentioned. They give you access to broader inventory, often at better prices, and they have tools to help manage that frequency problem across different platforms.
Makes sense. Use the tools available.
And finally, find an experienced guide. Work with an agency or a tech platform that really knows the CTV space, has those established relationships. They can help you avoid some pitfalls.
Okay, good advice. Let's shift gears to targeting. The report uses this analogy, like playing ring toss blindfolded.
Yeah, I liked that one. You might have really precise targeting tools, like a perfect throwing motion. But if your view of the target, the data, is flawed, you're probably going to miss.
That really nails the problem, doesn't it? Because everyone talks about CTV's advanced targeting.
Yeah.
Over half of marketers see it as a key advantage, thinking it's like, you know, paid social, but on the big screen.
Right. But it's not quite that simple. The report points out a big limitation. A lot of CTV targeting still relies on the household IP address,
which can't tell who in the house is watching.
Exactly. You might be trying to reach, say, the fitness enthusiast, but the ad also shows up when their kid is watching cartoons or their grandma is watching a cooking show on the same TV. It's not individual level targeting in the same way as digital often is.
And the data used on top of the IP address isn't always reliable either.
Often not. The report mentioned a Truthset study that found about half the third-party data from 15 different brokers was inaccurate. Half.
Wow.
And with third-party cookies going away, relying on that kind of data gets even harder.
So this idea of hyper-targeting, layering on lots of specific criteria,
yeah,
it might actually backfire.
It can, because each layer adds cost to those already high CPMs. So you could end up paying more to reach a very narrow audience based on shaky data, and you might even miss out on perfectly good potential customers who didn't fit the flawed profile.
Okay, so that explains the big push towards first-party data we're seeing. The report says nearly 60% of U.S. ad buyers are focusing more on their own customer data.
Yeah, it's logical. Using what you already know about your customers is way more reliable. And in CTV, this allows for collaborations, like publishers helping advertisers build lookalike audiences based on that first-party data.
And what about retail media networks? That seems like a big development.
Huge potential there. Partnering with retailers means you can potentially target based on actual purchase behavior, which is, you know, incredibly valuable. Over half of brands and agencies see this as a major opportunity.
That makes sense. And technology is also stepping in. Machine learning tools.
Right. The report mentions tools like Marketing Architect Smart Targeting, for example, that use machine learning to figure out who's most likely to engage or convert without needing those potentially faulty third-party profiles or relying solely on IP matching. It's about optimizing based on likelihood, not just assumed demographics.
So putting it all together for better targeting,
mm-hmm.
What are the main takeaways?
First, make your first-party data central. Use what you know. Second, leverage those automated optimization tools, the machine learning stuff, to find the right viewers based on potential engagement.
Okay.
And third, don't just set it and forget it. Continuously test and refine your audience strategies based on how the campaigns are actually performing. Learn and adapt.
Right. Constant optimization.
Hmm.
Okay, let's tackle measurement. The report says linear TV and CTV are among the hardest channels to measure.
Yeah, that stood out. A survey of 300 marketers apparently ranked them as pretty tough nuts to crack, measurement-wise.
And as CTV becomes, you know, less experimental and more core, people expect that digital level proof of performance, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But getting there, especially with cross-platform measurement, like understanding the overlap and deduplicating reach between linear CTV and maybe your other digital ads, that's a real pain point.
So just because CTV is digital, it doesn't mean measurement is automatically easy or transparent?
Definitely not. That's a myth the report debunks. Take IP matching again. We mentioned it for targeting, but for measurement, the IP address on the TV might be different from the IP address on the phone or laptop where someone actually responds to the ad.
Oh, okay. So connecting exposure to action is tricky.
It can be. And then there's the whole issue of device graphs, the tech trying to link all the devices in a household. The report points out there's no real standard, and different providers can give you wildly different results, like a 10x difference in reported outcomes.
10 times. That's not helpful.
Not at all. Plus, you've got things like public Wi-Fi, skewing IP data, different IP versions. It gets complicated.
And then there's the fragmentation problem again.
Yeah, it impacts measurement too. Unlike linear TV with Nielsen GRPs as a kind of common currency, there's no single standard for CTV. Every platform, every app kind of has its own way of tracking things, makes comparing apples to apples really difficult.
And the walled gardens. Some platforms just don't share data easily.
Right. Some of the big premium ones limit data sharing, maybe for privacy reasons, maybe competitive ones. Netflix, for example, initially didn't allow third-party verification. So getting that full independent view requires effort.
Okay, so it's complex. No wonder measurement is a top priority for advertisers next year. But the report doesn't say CTV is unmeasurable, right?
No, definitely not. That's another myth to bust. You can track important things: video completion rates, website visits driven by ads, app installs, incremental reach, seeing how many new people CTV adds beyond your linear campaign. Those are trackable.
So it's not impossible, you just need the right approach.
Oh, exactly. The report really pushes for using a portfolio of measurement methods. Don't rely on just one thing. Use IP matching, maybe, but supplement it with incrementality testing, comparing exposed versus unexposed groups.
Okay.
And explore media mix modeling, MMM. The tools for MMM are getting much faster and more granular, apparently, making them more useful for ongoing planning, not just, backward-looking analysis.
So multiple models insist on verification, maybe look into MMM.
Got it.
Okay, final big theme. Integrating linear and connected TV. It's time to stop thinking of TV as just one thing.
Absolutely. That's a critical shift because linear TV, traditional TV, it still has massive reach, especially for older audiences and importantly for big live events.
Right, like major sports finals or season premieres.
Yeah. The report notes that in 2024, linear still got almost 6 times more ad viewing time on the actual TV screen than CTV did. It's still a powerhouse for reach.
That reach is eroding due to cord cutting.
Precisely. So you can't rely solely on linear anymore if you want to reach everyone. That's why a combined strategy makes so much sense. Linear is great for that broad awareness, and CTV comes in to add incremental reach, especially among cord cutters and younger viewers, and offers more precise targeting. They complement each other.
And the lines are blurring anyway, right? Addressable
Yeah.
linear, live TV on streaming platforms.
Totally blurred. You have set-top box video on-demand ads, smart TVs using ACR data for targeting linear ads, and then streamers like Hulu plus live TV showing the same national ads as the linear broadcasts.
Consumers just see it all as TV, basically.
Pretty much. The report says most TV households watch both linear and streaming every month, and nearly a third of what people stream is actually linear content anyway. So for the viewer, it's often just watching TV.
Okay, so a unified approach lets you reach people wherever they watch, can be more cost-effective, and allows for things like sequential messaging.
Yeah, that's a powerful tactic. Imagine a car maker running a big awareness ad during an NFL game on linear, then following up with targeted CTV ads showing local dealership offers to viewers in specific areas who saw the first ad.
Nice. Okay, so what are the best practices for actually doing this integration?
Plan holistically. Use tools that can simulate your reach across both linear and CTV together. Set combined goals. Don't plan them in separate silos.
Makes sense. Coordinate the planning.
Coordinate the buying and measurement too. Using integrated platforms or maybe just a single agency partner can streamline things and give you that unified report and combined reach, how much extra reach CTV added, where the overlap was,
Okay.
and creatively.
Build synergy. Keep your brand consistent, obviously, but tailor the calls to action.
Yeah.
Maybe use CTV's interactivity features. The point is, they should work together.
So CTV complements, doesn't replace linear, it fills the gaps.
Exactly. And the good news is there are more and more holistic buying solutions available from agencies and ad tech platforms that can help you optimize across both environments based on your goals. Apparently, 73% of marketers agree they work better together.
Seems pretty conclusive. The most successful advertisers will be the ones integrating strategically.
That's the takeaway.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. For you, the listener, navigating CTV in 2025, it sounds like it's about investing smarter, looking beyond just the big names, watching those hidden costs.
Mm-hmm. And targeting smarter, really leaning into your own first-party data, using automation, and definitely measuring what actually matters, using multiple methods, not just vanity metrics.
And crucially, breaking down those old silos between linear and CTV. Thinking about TV advertising as one unified ecosystem.
Right. It's moving beyond just being on CTV to actually driving real, measurable business results. It requires a more sophisticated, integrated approach now.
So, maybe the final thought for you listening is, looking at your own TV advertising strategy right now, what's the one key area, based on everything we've talked about, where you could make an improvement? Maybe start there.
Yeah, find that one thing to focus on for 2025.